Craig, you be loud with those ladies. Okay.
Be loud with them.
Yeah.
It's like a Yelp review for the pussy.
Listen, man. Some ladies love it when you're loud in their ear, bro. Like,
yes.
You're loud in their ear.
Listen,
like,
ladies love the moan. Yeah.
The moan.
Really?
Oh, God.
I heard that, but I have not.
I mean, the deep that guttural there, where you know he's losing his soul in that moment.
That's right.
That, I mean, that's the one.
Well, coming, yes, but like
no. There's exactly. You should be experiencing that throughout.
The only time it's like that is like when I'm on like vacation, I know nobody knows me. Mm-hmm. So nobody, like, if they hear me, I don't give a fuck. That's the only time. Like, I don't know. Maybe I got to let go.
You anyway. Have to. There should be no inhibitions.
Y'all need
sex.
To confess.
That's right.
You got no Jesus in your life.
Yo, she understand what I'm talking about. That's right. That's what I'm saying, man.
Not
like,
y'all are nasty. None of you are free from sin.
Osai, you know.
No, we are not free from sin whatsoever.
What are you? Osai, you know when you hitting that spot, and when you hitting that spot, she making all those crazy noises, and sometimes you got to tone the audio sensories off because you can't let it get to you. It's the same way for them.
I get that. I guess it's in my head. I just got to free up.
Let's get those deep moans in there, guys.
You got to get those
just
deep,
release,
more audible.
Relax.
And that was an opening quick tip from another live recording of the D Squad. Where we're, of course, live, unedited, here at K Rico, where it's four of us today. It's myself, the O to the X, along with
this boy Craig.
What's up, man? Craig is back.
It's good to see y'all.
He's been caught masturbating, so he was in.
Yeah, man, I'm here all the time.
Oh,
bro.
God.
Listen. If you don't see the naked neighbor, you are the naked neighbor. I am the naked neighbor. Don't worry, there's no kids on the bottom floors. They just, put on a show for them every Sunday night.
And who else did we got on the mic?
Got Ricochet Rick up in here, man.
Wait, have you explained why you had that nickname, Ricochet?
Nope.
Care to?
Care to?
The man caught a stray at a threesome.
No. If it was only that bad. I mean, his is actually worse the way it is. It's actually
worse.
Just if you ever train with Rick, just always wear a cup.
Always wear a cup. So it's Ricochet. Yeah, it's Ricochet Rick because, like, I'll be aiming, like, when I'm kicking, for some reason, I'll be aiming for low kicks.
Oh, but you
And for
you
some reason, I hit the balls.
You get the balls.
But then it also got to the point where, like, I'd be aiming to do an uppercut, and then sometimes I would hit the balls. And then sometimes I'd do a takedown, and sometimes my head would slam into your balls.
This man has, like, 63 different things for fucking balls.
But the thing is, he's always hitting the balls, but yet he still has not tasted his own nut.
No.
Ew.
No.
You've never felched?
Ew. Huh?
You've never felched?
Is that what it's called?
The fact that there's a term and you know it.
I don't know it.
That Craig knows it.
Exactly.
Craig
knows it.
I am shook. You're a sexual demon. You've never felched?
I didn't even know that was a name for it.
Right, exactly.
These kids are going to learn some new words today.
Do I look like a Rottweiler that had premature babies? Like, I just eat my own children? Like, that's not how this works.
So
everybody get a little bit of postnut. But I want to,
I'm
so shocked right now. I'm so shocked. My perception of you is changing.
Yeah.
You've never busted in your girl's mouth and then had her spit it back in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Oh my God.
That's a little extreme.
Why?
That's snowballing.
It's another term for it.
Yeah,
snowballing.
Snowball. So felching is when you eat your nut out of her pussy.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's
different. I apologize. So you've never snowballed and you've never felched. Wow.
I've never done either of those things.
And I'm sure he got a little snowball because there's times that you go down or, your girl.
In a moment of passion?
Yeah. I mean, like, after she's done, you think she swallows all of it, but, there's some, like, little leftover there.
Nah. She ain't putting on a little pocket airway or anything like that.
Whatever. He said, they talk about he wastes his time. He starts his clock. He's just like, all right, 2 minutes before I tell him kiss this girl.
I know you gotta taste.
Bro, what about the new girl?
It'd be like 5-10 minutes, bro.
What about the new girl?
It'd be a good 5.
Bullshit. What about the new girl?
What about the new girl?
What about? I'm just saying,
What about her?
I'm saying, if she, like, sucked all the babies out of there and then she just jumps up on you, you'd be like, you ain't gonna turn your head. You are not gonna. That'll be the end of it.
You're gonna taste that lobster sauce, bro.
That'll be the last time. You know what? We'll cross that bridge once we get to it. But until then,
it's a good thing she lives in Virginia.
That bridge isn't there. So
there's some lines you won't cross.
There are some lines I won't cross.
Yeah, it's funny that we found one. And that one, that's a weird one. I haven't done that.
I feel like you should catch a limit, my friend.
Who else do we got on the mic?
Oh, it's nasty as fuck.
You see this shit? You
like I said, who else do we have on the mic?
Oh,
use your words.
Misty. Yes. It's me, Miss D.
No, she's also in shock.
I'm still in shock. That's why I was
can't
like,
believe
what?
It.
Well, she was in shock first about just, you know, that Craig knew what felching means, but you obviously knew what it was.
Well, I do know what felching was.
You've done that to somebody, right?
What? No, hell no. I swallow or I spit on the dick, not the mouth.
See,
I am shocked.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
I mean, it's not about
you. Nothing but a bunch of Puritan Christians.
Okay, it's not about you, but some guys.
Some guys might like that.
You just haven't been with a guy that like that.
No, and I would feel weird. Like I'm swallowing it. Period. I'm swallowing it.
How do I feel like the deviant now?
I don't want to give it back to you.
Welcome to the club, Craig. You got something that you know. Got some deviants on. He's officially included. He's got the deviant gene. The deviant gene.
Like it's you know what? That's cool. It makes me feel good. I feel more inclusive now.
There you go. There's some things that you would do
part
that I would.
Of the club.
The whole thing is just, you know, you dirty them as much as possible so that they never leave. You're just like, I have done the worst things possible with you together. No one else is going to do that with you.
That is a great strategy, though.
That is
a fucking great strategy.
Who are you going to get this kind of felt with? You? Nobody. Nobody.
Because listen, when you find someone who's on your level like that, It's like you're like, dang, how can I go back?
Yeah.
Who is going to understand my open?
That's like going
craziness
like first class
like
and after that you have to go back to
economy. Like,
you
going back to coach? You're
no,
not going back to coach.
Yeah, it's
you're
like, not going back. Nah, bro. No.
Okay. You've tasted the glory. You're not going back.
Clearly you have tasted the glory, but
bro, come on, man. I'm just saying. I know we keep beating this one with a dead horse, with a dead stick. But anyway, I'm just saying.
It's not happening. You know what? The day it happens, Osai, the day somebody actually caught me with the left hook into the felch.
I'm saying you had the felch. I'm just saying.
Or the snowball.
Somebody hits me with the lobster sauce. You better let me know.
Somebody hits me with the snowball in a winter day. You know, I'm gonna let you know.
He got that sodium blast. He just doesn't want to know.
No.
Disgusting.
By the way, is this a PNC? Is this a PNC conversation? I am definitely not PNC today.
Nobody is.
No,
I don't think anybody here is.
Damn.
I not this morning. Last night, yes, but not this morning.
No.
That's why you come in here like
my arm was
all stretched all over the place. Like he's trying to stretch his arm behind his head. Talking about it was training. No, I was in training.
Not wait. Up in here.
Wait, what? You're PNC? I thought your girl was.
I PNC'd myself.
Oh, okay. With the left or the right?
Yes, this was last night. This was last night with the left.
Yeah. Because the right hand is kind of fucked up. Left
my right hand feels kind of my right arm feels kind of weird.
It doesn't
kind of
go against the curve.
Yeah. Who can do that?
Who can do that?
I'm sorry. Well, the guys. Like, I mean, obviously, Rick can.
Just switch it up.
Yeah. Can you switch hands, Craig?
I tried it once. I don't like it.
You don't?
I don't like it.
You can switch it up. Like,
no, it's like it goes against the curve.
Do you go inverse with the opposite hand? That's what I do.
Do I go inverse?
Yeah. My right hand goes one way, and the left hand goes the other.
Now I gotta try that though. But no.
Wait. Like what? Like.
Yeah, like it's instead of ding, 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 it's ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
When you use one hand, you go one way, and when you use the other hand, you use the other.
But then your pinky becomes your strong finger.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it just feels different. It feels different.
You don't have free use of your pinky as much as you do with your index? You
gotta be able to. I've never done that.
Listen, man. Sometimes.
Once again, I'm back out again.
Gentlemen, out there, if you do PNC, I mean, obviously, every guy's fucking masturbate at one point or another. Do you use both hands? And if you do use both hands, do you go opposite?
Switch hitting.
Do you switch? Or do you just switch it up with the same hand? Do you just like some days you feel like going up and some days you feel like stroking down?
Bonus question. Some days when you just really just want to just treat yourself, lay down a towel and shit, get some lotion or your favorite oil, you know, some lotion, oil.
He's gonna talk about assholes. Do you do
two hands at the same time and play with your gooch at the same time? So you got one on the hand, you got one on your manhood and you got one on the gooch. Just saying.
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't do that?
You're saying
double fisted.
Who doesn't do that?
Double fisted.
Well, not every time.
I mean, no, not every time.
Every time, but
that sounds like an event.
That sounds interesting, though. It sounds pleasurable.
It's an event. It really is.
Yeah, it's like you're treating yourself.
Yeah. Like yo, listen, since we had that conversation about a few episodes back about massaging the balls, like, yo, that's just become like a thing.
Imagine getting caught doing that shit. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Have to talk to your pastor.
Speaking of, rolling right into it. Who got caught masturbating about who? I'm talking about way, way back. Like, you know, like you're a jit. Or even just recently, like, have you been caught?
I mean, when I was a kid, my uncle found my porn and then put me on blast with my father.
Which uncle?
Julian. I don't think
No.
Jackass.
He's on the other side.
I'm still mad at him about
that.
You
guys Catholic?
No. Seventh Day Adventist.
You don't know this about Craig?
No. It was a joke because it was like it sounds like a Catholic religious story where your uncle catches you masturbating.
No, things happen. Lots of things happen.
He's just like, come here, Craig.
Back in the infancy,
let me show you what the priest used the butthole for.
In the infancy of the internet, there was no real RedTube. You couldn't just go and get free porn. You had to download your porn on like Kazaa or LimeWire.
Yep.
So I had a lot of porn on the family computer, right? But, you know, you do the one trick where you put it in, like, you know, you put the folder inside of the folder inside of the folder that's inside of tax returns 2007 Correct. Or whatever. And it was fine. I had been there for years. My uncle found the porn. And he was just like, Wilfred, I have to tell you, your son is looking at some devious videos. And I showed him all of my BBW white girl, big ass BBL interracial shit.
And but back in the days of LimeWire, that's when I used to download just like the raunchiest porn.
The
just
nastiest shit.
Just to freak people out.
Just fisting, no scat. I wasn't into that when I was a kid. But just some wild shit, like, you know, like pissing on the walls or whatever. And like my uncle showed my dad. And I had them categorized by folder. Very organized my porn was. And he was.
It still is. I'm sure
dad.
It still is to this day.
To this day, I every time I see him, I'm like, you motherfucker. You shouldn't have any idea how much of my porn you took from me, bro.
You shouldn't just not check him. Just not check him.
Just everyone else. Boop. Yep. There you go. Just checking for cancer. I got you. I love you, uncle.
So anyway, yes.
Yeah, that was mine.
Have you ever, you got caught by porn, but you never got caught or almost got caught masturbating?
Oh, hell no. I have religious trauma. Like the moment you hear a floor creaking, dick shrivels up like a turtle head. Just goes right inside. No, God is watching. I have to turn the lights off.
What? I can't. I have never been caught masturbating.
Like, seriously? Yeah. Really?
Ever.
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever.
Like even in your relationships?
In my relationships, never. I have strategically planned masturbating to make sure that I never get caught.
That also sounds like religious trauma.
How do you strategically plan that?
Knowing hours of when people are going to be at work, when kids are going to be at school.
You never had that, like, that's just that, like, that day at that moment, just like, fuck. It's like, it's just got to buzz one out. Like, I can't wait another 15 minutes.
I've masturbated at work and never got caught.
Wow. Wow.
Skills.
That's bold.
She's biting on her hand inside the bathroom.
That's bold, bold.
I want a high five.
Oh, yeah.
That's bold.
That was let me tell you something. That was.
Oh, I have 100% masturbated.
Yeah, that was, 100%. And that's the most, like, oh, my God. That was the best release because of the fact that you feel like you might get caught.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
and you know damn well you shouldn't.
No, man. I was scratching my nose, bro. Scratching my nose.
It's two fingers. I was like, yo. I just saw this middle finger staring at me when I was like, yeah, I masturbated at work. Because I was like, fuck you.
Well, I'm just thinking because you work in the kitchen, so you know you be.
No. Okay.
No.
I didn't say at my current job. I didn't say at my current job. I did not say at my current.
Man,
I did not say
in the brew.
At my current.
Let's
busting
clarify.
In the brew.
How's the clam chowder?
Yes, extra clammy today.
Extra clammy.
Extra a little salty. It's
yo,
a little
this
salty.
Queso is real right now.
I can't.
That is vile.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, work is the most miserable place ever. I can't even imagine getting an arrest.
That's why it's great to bust a nut at work. Yeah. It gives
like
you
a
whole different.
I've banged at work. I've jerked off at work. Yeah.
Every moment I'm like in a polo shirt in my job. I'm like, I work close to the airport over there. Mm-hmm. I was just like, please God, let an airplane just veer off by like 10 feet. And just clip this building and just take us all out. This sucks. I hate it here so bad. I despise capitalism. Please don't make me work anymore. Just please take me out. Just take me out the game.
For me, it really happens when I'm bored at work.
Yep. When I'm bored.
Yeah, when you're bored and your little guy is just like, hey, man, let's play.
Or
and I'm like, yo.
I want to go to the gym and I just can't get there. Like, I have, like, hours of work to do or something like that. So
instead?
Yeah.
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 That's an alternative?
I mean, it calms the crazy.
Gym or jerk off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them used to
that's like a
crazy
life hack I did not know about. Bro, I was not aware of that.
Bro, come on. It's the crazy calm. It's how do you calm yourself down?
It's like, listen, man, I need the dopamine flowing. I need the stress. I need this pressure.
Oh, no, that's just for like getting to sleep, though.
Like, I need to get that focus.
Yeah.
I need to go to bed.
No.
I mean, that too sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do it to focus.
When I was training for fights, like if I train late at night, definitely had to bust one out before going to that put me to sleep. afterwards. If not, I'll be up till like 3 a.m. in the morning just walking around like, fuck this shit.
Just full of nut and rage.
Yeah.
I'm so angry. Yeah, my balls are so swollen.
Oh, sorry. Have you ever been caught masturbating?
Oh, I've been caught a few times.
Bye.
Let me see. There was a significant other, which was cool. I mean, that was good. I just turned into something.
That doesn't count.
Don't count.
I mean, it does because
unless they're against you masturbating.
I mean, first they got kind of mad, and I was like,
there's some women
why
do
the
get
fuck?
Mad. It's like, it's a, well,
oh, the, hold on, what were you watching?
If we were together in the house at the same time,
and you weren't getting,
and you and I'm in the kitchen, and you're in the room masturbating, and I walk in, and you're masturbating, I'm mad as fuck.
Oh, for real?
Damn,
oh,
fucking
yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Come no. Masturbate in front of me, bitch. Like, yeah. Let's masturbate together. You don't want fucking sex?
Don't leave
then
me
let's,
out of this experience.
Exactly. Let's,
yeah,
let's,
yeah,
let's make this an us
selfish.
Thing.
Yeah, let's
that's selfish.
That is some, that is some selfish shit.
That is. I'm
that is
telling
some
you.
Selfish shit.
Now, if I come
I don't know why.
Home and you're masturbating, I understand.
Okay.
I'm
yeah, that was
here.
Like, no, well, it wasn't home, but it was like sleeping. It was like late, and I was like, I'm up, and I'm just like.
You better turn over and shove that thing in me. Fuck that. I'll be mad too if I wake
Jesus
up and you're masturbating. I will be mad
my
if I wake
goodness.
Up. If I wake up and I'm laying right next to you. Oh,
I
want
to live.
Where am
I? I
pearls to clutch.
Oh, now we're really even gonna fight because now you don't even want to be next to me. You're not feeling my booty and masturbating. It's not even about me. It's all about you.
Yeah,
no, oh no,
it's all about me.
We're fighting.
I went to go turn on some porn.
We're fighting.
Like I'm on the couch and it comes out like, hey.
I'm sorry. All your responses have led to you fighting, man.
I know.
Good thing it wasn't Deanna.
It's like, oh yeah, you
listen
know, we,
to, listen
you know,
to Deanna. Listen to Deanna.
We were in the same house. We're fighting. Oh no, but you were asleep. We're fighting. Oh no, but you know, I went to the other room. Oh, we really fighting.
Exactly.
Yeah, we
really fighting. Like now.
I just like how she's understanding of certain situations.
Oh, so
like,
I tried to save the scenario like multiple times by adding
right.
More stipulations.
I am just like,
she's like, nah,
we
fighting.
We still fighting.
I'm trying to give you a chance to redeem yourself, but you're not.
I am not. I'm just gonna be shut up. That's the way I was.
You couldn't even grab my booty while you.
Right,
oh no, I tried. Like, yo, right, you know, it's like, all right, you feel around. It's just like, you know, you tap, touch, like, shake.
I mean, it's
like,
a selfish
stuff.
Experience.
And I'm that's just like, well, I'm up, so I'm just going to go back to sleep. Bye.
You know what? I have masturbated while my significant other has been in the house before.
Yep.
Okay.
But 9 times out of 10.
Like a sneaky,
it's not really that sneaky,
no,
but it's just
like they're like sleep or passed out or whatever. And yeah. She did tell me, just so we're clear, she was like, yo, if
not
I'm cool. Asleep and you're horny, just shove it in me. Like just shove it in me.
Okay, so like let me ask that though. But let me ask that, because no, I've been told that too. How does that work? Because like I've tried waking them up and it's just like you get the
No, it's not that. There's a thing you do, okay?
What's the thing?
The thing is the girl depending on how she's sleeping. If she's sleeping on the side, mm-hmm. You gotta come up and mm-hmm. You gotta take the hard dick mm-hmm. And you gotta kind of just rub the head right on her lips, right in between where it's about to open. You just gotta kind of rub it on there a little mm-hmm. Bit.
So you gotta remove
times.
The covers, like you know, roll over
you're,
to the side.
No, you
family
already,
from the show.
First of all, you're making it like work. It's not work. It's a journey. It's a journey. We're going on this journey
this
together.
This is a journey. This is not work.
Okay.
We're not clocking
this,
in here.
Exactly. This is a journey. There's a great ending at the end. Remember. We're both going to be there.
I am listening. I'm listening adamantly.
And we're
notes.
Both going to be there.
Intent.
You know,
intense.
But that's what you do when you have a female that's like, yo, shove it in me. It's not like a literal shove it in me. It's a, like, entice me.
Because I tried that and that
like,
did not end well.
Yeah, that's because literally
that
we don't mean we, women never
boy.
Say what we mean. Literally,
that was college.
It's
boy.
Never
you
a literal thing.
I was just like, all right.
Oh God. You did that. You posted.
I was like, what the fuck?
This is why I can never do
that's
a TikTok
okay.
Live.
Stay still. Just stay still.
It's a stimulation for the woman. So, like, we are what, I don't know about all women, but myself, I'm, like, the horniest in the morning. Like, I love for my dude
spike.
To wake me up with some dick. Like, that is the, that to me
steak.
Is the best.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And it's like that, just that coaxing. Like, you already thinking about it. So when it's there and you feel, like I said, as long as it's not, and it's that, and then as soon as you feel that little hip swish, you in there. That's the reaction. That's
take
you have
notes,
to read
people.
The
take
body
notes.
Language.
Like,
it's the
Rick's
body
like,
language.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm like thinking about. This
I've
like,
had like the great. I've had like great morning sex. Like honestly, especially yeah. the recent relationship, but like. Yeah, I mean,
oh, no,
that
I
was just
sense.
One time, and then like
he's like, I've had some instances.
Oh no, yeah, I'm fucking
just
around.
Not
I know,
now.
I know sometimes it's like, but like a lot of times it's like 2-3 a.m. in the morning, and I'm just like, and I'm just like, I'm just going to go back to sleep.
To be honest, I love like morning and afternoon sex.
Yeah.
Like, because that, I'm at the peak of my energy. Okay.
Well, it's morning. You have the most testosterone. You have the most testosterone in your system.
I got the most testosterone. But yeah, like morning, afternoon time, during the day.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I love
up.
Daytime sex because I love to see.
I love that we're here talking about sex. And
I love
like
to see. And you know what
like
it
this
is?
This dude over here trying to play the, he's playing the guitar.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's like a soundtrack to it. The soundtrack.
And we talk about just the dirtiest shit.
Yes. Right.
Vile nonsense.
I don't know what tea he's drinking, but it's dirty now.
Yeah.
But, you sitting in your tea bag.
Straight tea bagged.
Oh. I got a, who was it? Somebody sent me something. It's like the woman's version
the last
of tea bag. Uh-huh. It's called the clam slam.
Clam slam.
I love it. Clam slam.
What is a clam slam?
It's the woman's version of teabagging.
Okay. And what does that look like? For the
slamming
uninitiated.
Slamming that thing right on his face.
Right on his nose.
Just capture the whole face.
Is it once or is it repeated like over and over?
It's repeated. It could be like a
like
mix
a
of a
smothering
clam
grinding.
Slam and a snail trail.
It's like getting assaulted with a pack of butter meat.
It's a clam slam
and then you slide it. Yeah.
Snail trail.
She said somebody sent that to her once. I think she sent it to herself. This was her younger self that sent it to her in the future.
You're gonna need this in the future.
Exactly. This
is how we announce dominance.
Oh, Lord.
She's like, this is how we decided who wore the pants in the relationship. It's like, bam.
I would show you what's up. That's how we roll.
Oh, my God.
You just lay still. Just like that.
What if that's his thing? What if that is his thing?
Then it's great.
I'm not going to lie.
You want both accounts.
If I wake up.
And you just get assaulted with a package full of lunch meat. How you gonna feel, bro? How you gonna feel about that?
A packet full of lunch meat.
I thought he said munch meat with M. I'm gonna say
a packet full of lunch meat, whole bunch of roast beef in my face.
I cannot.
And then belly slices on your face.
First of all,
the belly slices.
I hate you.
Are her thighs the bread?
Yo.
I mean,
make a whole sandwich.
How do you even respond to that? Be like,
to be honest, it would be like a wave of shock, followed by like another wave of "we here, fuck it,
we here, bro,
let's go,
we here, bro."
It'd be like, "What the fuck?" Oh, well, we already here, so
I guess.
Yo, have you ever, speaking of like, all right, the last thing we gotta get to in regard to this real topic, but like, let's reverse the roles. Like, you talking about like guys like, you know, just waking up in the middle of the night and they'll give it to a girl. Have you ever had it reversed? Like, a girl wake up and it's just like you got a hard on and they just start
absolutely.
Came to like her going down on you, but I, have you woken your dude up like that?
What a great way to be woken up.
Several times. Okay, like I do that all the time. Like I literally do that. Like what do you mean? Like, of course.
Yeah, looking at like, me doesn't count. You gotta
okay,
say
so,
it loud
no, literally.
For the audience
so,
to hear.
Yeah, so
I didn't know what to look, man. I was like, yes or no.
Yes, absolutely yes. Like if I wake up,
it was a dumb question. I mean,
and
I know
he's
she was
laying there, like your dick don't even gotta be hard. I know how to get it there. I promise you. And you're not going to be upset. The gooch smooch. That's one of the best ones. Yeah.
Slap right
a fucking winner. You're a winner. What?
I was like,
you just wake up today and be like, oh, okay then. I guess we're here today.
Oh, we're here.
You're winning today, bro.
All right, so moving on. We got into a serious topic because we're in Florida. Of course, Florida's the dumbest state.
Oh, great.
Fucking nation right now.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Is it? So the thing is, I love this topic. I just fucking, just politicians in general. But this whole march towards fascism that Florida is, like, Florida does not stand for Florida anymore. It's actually fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because if you guys aren't here, you guys are under a rock about the whole book banning. And it's just like, seriously, how could you not? Like, general fucking history, like the basics, even if you didn't learn, like, you know, go back that far. You know, it wasn't that long ago before the Nazis were pulling this same shit, this same stunt, banning and burning books about anything that was written by a Jewish author, anything about, they banned books, anything about like communism, socialism, or not even socialism, but communism. There's a few other things, ideology, psychology, philosophy, all that sort of stuff. So I'm just saying, like, how the fuck did we get here?
I mean,
and why aren't people more pissed off about it? Like, I see a lot of people, like, you know, some people talk about it, but like, I don't see it being that big of a headline. Is it that people don't think it's gonna pass?
I think that people,
or we just been that dumb, like, we just been ridden that hard that we just don't care anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that people are so into technology, like technology has literally taken over. So people feel like I talk to my kids about reading, and when I tell them to read a book, you know what they do? They go to Audible. They go to Audible. Mm-hmm. They go to this Kindle. They go to that, and they feel like, see, kids, they miss that moment of sitting with a book and feeling the book cover in your hand and opening it and smelling the pages and actually sitting down and getting lost in your world, your version of that story. Kids don't have that. Now they have Audible, where they have characters that read them the story, how the characters perceive it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, actually. That's pretty cool.
You know what I mean? So it and in a way, yeah, it is cool because you can continue to hear these type of stories, but it's not, it's the experience is gone. And the thing is that the books that are important, that's why the congressmen and stuff are these that Florida, not congressmen, maybe some, but Florida is adamant because once you get rid of that history, these kids aren't going to, it's not, those books aren't going to go on Audible. There's only certain things that go on those platforms, and those type of books are not it.
It is my ongoing goal to get on a banned book list.
A banned book list?
Yes. It is. Looking at what DeSantis is doing, DeSantis is absolutely terrifying because he has a special superpower that nobody in the Republican Party seems to have, and that is he knows when he's won and when to shut the fuck up. There was a moment during the...
You think so? Because he's kind of slipping in the polls now.
Well, he's slipping in the polls now because he's got a problem that he's got to deal with, and that's Trump openly rebelling against him, which is a big problem. He doesn't have enough of a foothold in the evangelical world,
right,
to really pull those Trump fans away. During the gubernatorial debate, him and Charlie Crist were on stage, and there was a moment where Charlie Crist was like, can you promise the Floridian people that you are not going to just bow out in the middle of your term and just fuck off and run for the presidency? DeSantis didn't say anything. Now everyone's sitting there clapping like, oh, Charlie Crist, oh, he just did this amazing job, but Charlie Crist isn't the governor. He lost, like, mm-hmm. hardcore.
Yeah, he did.
And you look at DeSantis is just standing there. He doesn't rise to the bait to fight everything. He goes, I've already won this. It doesn't matter. I don't even have to address this anymore. And then move forward. Him banning books, he is doing it to placate a very specific group of evangelical group. Psychopaths.
Right.
But very loud, very, very vocal.
Uh-huh.
And he is willing to do anything it takes to gain power. And I mean anything.
Yeah, I see that.
The Don't Say Gay bill. Like, he's pushed a lot of legislation that has literally just died in the House floor.
Oh, yeah, they don't go anywhere.
They don't
or,
go
like,
anywhere.
Even the Reedy Creek thing, they basically just reinstated it, almost the exact same thing, but now they have 5 members of the board who are non-Disney employees that report directly to the governor. So he's like, oh, basically I won. But it's the same shit.
It's the same shit.
It's the same shit. Like, I don't see why people just don't be like, call him out on this shit. Like, well, seriously, dude, like, you made a big headline. You spent a lot of money for this bullshit, and nothing came about it.
Him banning knowledge, like, that should be the biggest red flag, but
look at his following. Look at his group. These people want to ban that. They want to ban that knowledge. They don't want the youth today, like this new race of mixed race, because there is no real pure blood anymore. Yeah. And they don't want them to have that knowledge to see, you know, where we came from, because this world was built on not just white Americans or black Americans or Hispanic. You know, there's a lot of people that put in to make America, and they want to take out the ones that are the most important or that they feel are the least important.
They want to curtail history. They don't.
The most threatening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to
the thing
about-
is, it's a slippery slope, because once you start on that, then anything becomes up for, you know, banning. And I heard people talking about, well, you know, they're just doing it for, like, the gays or for, like, you know, stuff like that. I'm just like, knowledge is knowledge.
Mm.
You know, the thing is, I think parents don't want to parent anymore and be like, yo, sit there and teach your kids about so-and-so and whatever, whatever. Talk to them about sex. Talk to them about how they feel. Talk to them about history. Talk about anything and everything. You know, but that's your responsibility. Because they sit there and see it in school or learn it in school, they come to you for clarity, or they should be coming to you for clarity. If not,
children don't
problem.
Come to their parents for clarity. They go to Google.
I mean, yeah, but you know, the thing is, parents still have that conversation.
But yes, I agree with you. Parents.
Hi, my daughter still comes to me for things, okay?
No, my kids come to me too, but not all kids feel like
they
that about their parents.
Well,
I think that's the thing that, you know, parents haven't established that relationship with them.
Exactly.
They don't have that trust.
And it is a trust, because there's going to be times where you really have to be able to let your kids express to you what they feel without reacting as a parent. Uh-huh. That's how you gain their trust. Treat them like a person. Mm. You're not going to agree with it. You got to pick and choose your battles, but there has to be a time when you really let them be them, and you know that you're supporting them no matter what, even if you don't actually agree with what they're doing.
The knowledge they go to Google for, but for perspective and context, they come to their
parents, yes.
Which is really, really, really important.
Very.
The kids that are going to come up today are going to be some of the smartest kids the world has ever seen, despite what people think. Mm-hmm. Every generation has been exponentially smarter than the last.
Thank you. This is the most, I mean, in these past 5 years, I've seen more children graduating from high school, 9,
oh, yeah.
or college,
Absolutely.
10, 12-year-old college graduates. Like, yeah, these kids are smart if they apply themselves. Absolutely right.
When I first started doing technical support, 15 years ago, I would tell my users, it's like, hey, do you have a kid in the house? Please hand the phone to the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
them.
Like, hey, kid, come here. I need you to do me a favor.
I do that now,
can
too.
Can you reset that for me, please? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I got this.
I was like, all right, go in here. I need you to go into the cloud. Go check this. And they'll be like, okay, da-da-da. 5, 10. Taking the phone from their parents, 50, 60 years old, don't know what they're doing.
I mean, DeSantis is very smart. He knows that it is not so much about the banning of books makes the evangelicals smile. But what he really wants to do is destabilize public school. They've been wanting to privatize school forever.
But the thing is, when they privatize school, then it's like you are stuck. Well, one, I mean, have you guys like seen some of the stuff that happens in school like nowadays? Like, Florida schools are some of the worst.
Oh yeah,
and I think it's
terrible.
Just getting worse, like worse and worse.
Trash.
And the thing is, like, even though you have like some of these private schools that, like, you know, you have to give yourself like a religious education or some shit, like indoctrination and that shit. But I mean, even to that, they still lag behind just about every other state, even if they go to private school.
Yeah, first of all, when I first came down here, that was like my biggest deterrent why I hated school down here. Because what they were teaching in eighth grade, I had learned in sixth.
Yep.
I had already learned it in sixth grade. It was like, why are you repeatedly telling me? I already know this. Just teach me something else.
Yeah, it's very boring.
And then the teachers down here, I'm not going to say all the teachers, because trust me, I know some good teachers, but there are a majority of more teachers here that are here for a paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
And not to make...
Well, I mean, not so much anymore. They're only getting paid, what, $27,000, $34,000 a year?
Crazy.
Which is nuts.
Crazy.
That is shit. Poverty.
And then the thing is, too, is like, and even, put it this way, even for those teachers that do teach at private schools, and these kids, you know how much it is to send your kid? I was trying to send my sons to a private school. $45,000 for a quarter. Per quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not paying these teachers, you're paying all these teachers less than $50,000 a year?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me.
They don't need an educated populace is a problem. If you know what's going on, you're gonna bear. I only found out in
unless
30s.
You are of the haves and not the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing that people don't see, like this slippery slide down, you know, the whole fascism whole rabbit hole. It's like, it's your kids that are gonna be affected. The guys at the top, it's not gonna be theirs. They're going to private school. They're going to school like in other countries. Mm-hmm. They're gonna learn this shit. They're gonna learn how to control, you know, you and your people. But that's the thing. It's just like, That whole sheepish mentality, like, you know, I love that Republicans say, oh, you know, you're the sheep that you're just following. It's really the kettle calling the pot black.
Oh, that's just projection.
Yeah, it's just projection. You know, you really are just very uneducated in what is going on and what is happening. I would rather have, and I don't mind people who have different ideologies than me, but have an educated ideology.
Mm-hmm.
Come at me with some facts, mm-hmm. not hearsay, not things that you've made up. You know what I mean? Let's talk about what really happened. And the things that are really going on and what's going on in the future. Education and knowledge is, for me, it's everything. But I think part of the thing, too, with the banning books, what I heard some people say, too, is just like, well, I'm just going to be teaching my kid at home. And I get that. But because nowadays you have to, both parents have to work so hard and struggle so hard, a lot of kids are going to be left out in the cold with that. They're not going to have their parents sitting at home saying, hey, I need you to read this book and give me a book report by the end of the week. You know, we had that case. There was a case, I don't know if you guys heard of it, a few weeks ago. This This was up in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That's the reason I heard it, because of Baltimore. This dude was, senior year. He's getting ready to graduate, okay. Right? Until they actually look back at his records, and they're just like, they put him back to the ninth grade because he literally did not pass all but two classes in 4 years. But they kept putting him ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. Like, they kept putting
him up. That's what they do down here in Florida, and I hate it.
Yeah.
How do you expect them to go to the next? How, you know what they do? They fail them. Like, they fail the grade, but they put them in the next grade, and then they give them half classes from the old grade and half classes from the new grade. How am I going to pass the new classes if I don't even remember? I don't know what the old classes were. So the teachers don't have to deal with them. Trust me. And this is what I said, because when I, at my kid's school, because I went there too, and they were like, okay, well, he's not going to pass. I'm like, okay, fine. Put him back in, like, okay. Yeah, let him repeat the grade. Uh-huh. No. What do? They put him in the next grade and give him the work from this grade. I said, okay.
No way.
So how is he going to, like, so he's failing this year. No, duh. He didn't learn last year's stuff. So, exactly. Of course he's failing this year.
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to pass? You have no tutoring. First of all, tutoring is not a group thing. Tutoring is something that should be individual.
One-on-one.
Kids that need, especially kids that need that attention, and when it comes to certain things or certain subjects, you need to have an individual tutoring with a person, one-on-one, because each child learns different. You're putting them in a tutor group. They're in another classroom. You're defeating the purpose. This is not tutoring.
I'm so worried for kids these days, bro. They got it.
Because if you don't, exactly, if you don't have money, and then you have to understand too, because kids take on the anxiety of their parents too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you already are in a situation where you don't have money and your parents don't have money and they're working two and three jobs to make ends meet, you're already going to school with that stress on you. And I had to learn that as a single parent, to try not to project that onto my kids. And it's hard when you're by yourself and you're walking around and you're thinking about, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay that bill? This is overdrafted.
You try
to keep that from them, because your kids are so intuitive. They are a part of you, and they know you, and they know when something is wrong. And then they take that weight, and then they take it to school, and they can't focus, and they can't learn. They're already intimidated, and now they're just getting this stuff packed onto them, and they're afraid to even ask, because now they're in this huge classroom setting where it's the culture to ridicule someone who doesn't know.
It's embarrassing.
It's the culture to ridicule the one who wants to ask the question to clarify, because clarity is stupid now.
Uh-huh.
I hate how popular ignorance is.
It's crazy.
Very annoying.
Like, yeah, that's
crazy.
It's terrible how that's become like a thing. Like, you know, we used to talk about it in black culture, like how remember when the pads started sagging and stuff like that, and it's like, it became like, you know, some kind of jail kind of
a dark past.
Yeah, the dark past. You know, you can't, you know, you only have one size of pants in prison, so everybody gets the same size type of deal. But yeah, how much ignorance has been praised or is being praised. But the funny thing about it is that it never sticks within the culture that you're trying to perpetuate it in. It always, because it becomes popularized, it always grows into your kids. Even if you're at the upper echelon, like, your kids still get it. Maybe you could pay for them to get out of it, but you still have a lot of those dumb fucks up there. You know, unfortunately, they have money to back themselves up and, you know, stuff like that. But I think you have as much dumb. And I think, like, I don't know about what it is, but I think the suicide rates are, like, higher for, like, those higher income kids per capita than it is for...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the more money their parents make is the less attention they pay to their kids. 90% of the time, they're being raised by the nanny.
I have a really good friend.
10, the daddy's banging the nanny.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend. She grew up pretty wealthy. And, like, her mom and her stepdad, they didn't know what to do with her. So they sent her to one of those fucking abuse camps where they stick you, where they kidnap you and throw you in the woods. Some military bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, she's in her 30s now, and that shit still affects her. She still gets scared. She gets paranoid when, like, a van drives up.
Damn.
Yeah.
When a van drives up.
That's PTSD. Like it is.
But, you know, I feel like this could be another topic, which is like, it's like these teachers just don't get paid enough to try to put in an effort to make sure these kids do learn.
But they don't have a support.
And make sure that they do pass.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That is systemic. That is part of, I was intentionally part of the system.
$35,000 a year for public school teachers?
Bro, $35,000? Like,
that is...
That's like a part-timer.
You can't do anything with that.
And that's not even a pair. That's not even rent for a year.
The thing is that you look at it, it's just like, for every dollar that you spend on education, the society gets back tenfold.
Exactly.
Right. I don't understand a society that charges for education. That's nuts.
My,
You know where that became a thing, right?
It's so crazy.
Capitalism.
You know who started that, right?
Who was it? Was it Ford?
No, no. Come forward a little bit. Reagan.
Oh, fucking Reagan.
Before Reagan, state school. Before Reagan was governor of California, state schools in California.
Ronald Reagan was a devil, all right?
He did not like that answer.
Well, you know the thing about it, so it's like, and you got to look back to it. A lot of these things, especially even the NRA, is a product of
Reagan.
Black Panther Party.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy the fact that the Black Panther Party actually never once fired a gun, mm-hmm. and the only thing they ever did was feed school kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they decided to, you know, but annihilate all of them.
Yeah, but that's what I said. They never talk about that. Like when I was in school, and you hear Black Panther Party, you're like, oh, they were like
terrorists.
Yeah, like terrorists. Nope. That's how it's projected to you. That's how it was taught to you. You don't learn these things until you actually have to teach yourself.
They never killed anybody. They never robbed. They never rioted. They taught self-defense and they fed school children.
Yeah.
That's it.
Help the community.
They help the community. Mm-hmm. And do shit.
That's it.
And like, oh, these dangerous Negroes, we gotta get them.
No. Well, I mean, with Fred Hampton especially.
Yeah, you'll learn that in critical race theory.
They really did. He really did bring the lower class of community together. And that was the biggest fear. That was the biggest threat to the whole government system that we had. And that's why they had to murder him. Because it wasn't just black people. He had alliances with the racist, like, white supremacist group that was there in Chicago, too. The Puerto Ricans. He brought all of them together. The blacks, the whites, the Puerto Ricans. Everybody to understand that it's not about, I mean, race is a part of it, but it's not all about race. It was more so about class and power. And the cops, you know, when we talked about this on the last episode with cops, when the cops, you know, they do nothing but having a little bit more power than the people that they police. Mm-hmm. So they feel important. But you're really just part of the whole system. You're really part of the whole oppression, and you ain't getting nowhere either, too, buddy. You know what I mean? It may seem like it. They may think that you make you think that you're getting someplace, but you're not. So it's really about the whole class and class structure that America was unfortunately founded upon. I mean, it wasn't founded upon. It was supposed to be getting away from that, but it's here.
I hate it. I hate all of it. I just want to. How do I punch a system in the throat? it irritates the fuck out of me. It honestly does,
irritates
man.
You. It irritates the hell out of me. It infuriates me because my daughter's in that system mm-hmm. that's being played in right now. So it's like,
what truly irritates me more than anything is that they're so clear in their messaging. They go and they fuck with trans people and LGBTQ and women's rights because they know they can't do anything practical for you. Right. They're not going to lower your rent. They're not going to cap your increases. They're not going to like raise the median income. They're not going to do anything that actually helps your life. But you know what they can do? They can go and pick on a whole bunch of people who literally have no power. Trans people have zero power. They couldn't stop J.K. Rowling's game. They can't stop J.K. Rowling. They can't stop any. There's 93 bills going into legislation as we speak, anti-trans bills. They can't stop any of them. They have zero power, but they know they can fuck with them, and they know that there's nothing like all the evangelicals are like, oh, yes, you just, get those trans.
You just know how to ruin Harry Potter for me.
J.K. Rowling is such a cunt.
You know what? She has her beliefs. She has her thoughts and whatever. You know, she stands on the rights for some things, and just like everybody, nobody's ever going to be like all the way perfect or all the way not. You know what I mean? She has her thoughts. She has her beliefs. That's fine. You know what I mean? Do I agree with them? Not all of them.
Trans men existing does not diminish my existence as a man.
Exactly.
J.K. Rowling is a flaming asshole.
But yet,
and Voldemort should have fucking kicked that baby right out the fucking window.
But yet, she's very during BLM and all that sort of stuff. She's very pro-black and pro-equality.
And that's
fine. A lot of sort of stuff. So I'm saying, like, you know, the thing about it's just like, you know, the sad part. I'm sorry, Craig. I'm getting on you a little bit. It's like I said, everybody can't be just everything. It can't just be like black and white. The world exists in a lot of grays. You know. The problem is when you have these people and when you appeal to these people like DeSantis to people who think the world is black and white. Mm-hmm. And you fall into that when you kind of jump on that bandwagon wholeheartedly. J.K. Rowling, I mean, mm-hmm. just my personal opinion, but like I said, she has her good points. She has her bad points. Do I agree with everything? Fuck no.
Her good point is she supports black lives, right?
Okay.
But she is actively funding anti-trans nonsense.
Okay.
She's actively pouring money into hurting innocent people.
Well, now that like I haven't seen.
Have,
I didn't know
she
that.
She can
though.
Have a yeah. Like Hitler was a painter.
She donates.
You can donate. You can do some cool things. That's whatever. When you are actively hurting somebody, for no other reason than the fact that you can, because you are a fucking billionaire. You kind of suck.
I don't think she's doing it because she can, because she's a billionaire. I think she has her own belief system, and not everybody agrees with it. I don't agree with it. I can. Here I am playing devil's advocate here with Craig.
I mean, please do.
Like, so here's the thing: is that, you know, obviously, like as you said before, she feels like trans men, like, you know, diminish the definition of, you know, men.
They most certainly do.
And the same, and some people feel the same way with trans women, diminishing the definition of women, because they go, oh, like, you know, this guy can, you know, pour money into his body and, you know, be considered a woman, where a woman goes through menopause and has children and has all this other stuff going on that they have to deal with. And like, for you to just diminish that into like, oh no, you look like a woman and you clarify yourself as a woman, so therefore you're a woman. It's like, you don't go through menopause, you don't go through childbirth, you don't go through the fact of giving birth to a child and raising that child. That, so that being said, that's why they're saying that trans women kind of water down the definition of being a woman. So you have to take that and put it in the reverse for men.
That I disagree with. I disagree with that only because, right, only because my
their
my,
belief, not mine. Just so we're clear, hold on, guys. I was like, hold on.
No, I know. I am not on
team turf.
This is devil's advocate moment. Okay. I don't need people listening to be like, Jesus fucking Christ, right?
Took the Rubik's Cube and turned it the other side.
I was like, hey, yo. Like,
Vic is just playing a position. This is not his actual belief.
Before I get fucked over and fucking ran through.
Listen, you don't have J.K. Rowling money. You cannot get canceled like that.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, let me just let you know, this is devil advocate, Rick. Continue.
I mean, I say that to say this. I feel like there are a definition for a trans woman and a definition for a woman are two different things, and that's where it differs. And I mean I've had that same thing, like Reddit myself, where it's like, yeah, it's infuriating when it's like, oh, you want to now change the definition in Webster's dictionary of woman to a person who identifies as a female. Like, no, I don't, that's not right.
Correct.
I don't agree with that. Yes, correct. I feel a way about that, right, but I don't feel a way about a trans woman can't take my place, because exactly, the definition of a trans woman is something completely different from me. We are two different entities.
Right.
However, the world is not making it two identities, and instead is mending them into one.
Well, because the world hates women. So don't even go there. Don't even start that conversation.
Girl, don't you? let me.
Well, I think this might, and this brings it back to the whole thing. You know, with especially hearing, like I said, Florida about banning books and knowledge, is that the more we know, the more we can find that definition, or we can have these discussions where you can identify like what is what. And yeah, I mean, just because people want to call themselves whatever they want to call themselves does not make it like, and but that's like I said, that's the thing, that's like, you know, black and white, but man, you can only be male or female, and when in reality you could be trans, you could be bi, you could be, I mean, whatever else you want to call yourself.
See, this is,
you know,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so like, you know, this is why we need knowledge. We need to have these discussions. We need to open kids' minds to having these thoughts. When we keep trying to protect them and say like, okay, well, my kids shouldn't learn about this, or my kids shouldn't see this, or shouldn't feel about this, especially guys who are like, you know, especially with the whole, I mean, the banning the books is mainly for African-Americans. Anything on African-American study, and oh, my kid's going to feel bad because if they read Malcolm X, they're going to figure out that we were actually assholes, or they read the real history, or like you said about learning about the Black Panther Party and see how the government was actually the wrong, at fault for all of this shit, for a lot of this shit or whatever. Just because they read it doesn't mean they're gonna think that same way, but they're gonna absorb it and say like, you know what, we can do better, we can open up and do more or do better. Unfortunately, and it's like, when you ban knowledge and your kids don't learn it, not only are they bound to repeat it, they're bound to make bigger mistakes going forward.
Repeat the same mistakes, because they cannot learn from something if there's nothing to learn from.
Right, but not just repeat it, but I think like, because of technology and the way things are happening now, it can have a greater outsized role. Sorry for the blending in the back, you know, they're making frappuccinos over there.
We're doing this live, right? We're doing this live.
Yeah, we are.
So, there's two subjects, right? Education is extremely important because it teaches you one very, very important concept, and that's rhetoric. So, scaling back for just a moment, we're talking about how Webster's Dictionary wants to change the definition of a woman. Mm-hmm. These are the actions of individual...
It's not people. Webster's, but some people say they should change
people,
them.
Once again, some people. Uh-huh. These are the actions of individual people that is then being cast over to an entire group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few trans people. I'm not going to speak on their behalf, but from what I know from them, they're not looking to to fuck with the way you live. They are looking to being treated with the same human decency
and respect.
And respect that we give to literally everyone else, and for them to get the proper medical treatment that they need in order to affirm their care. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
I have nipples. I'm going off on a tangent, but I'll go somewhere. I have nipples, you have nipples, you have nipples too, right? And that is because we are all individually, when we are developing, we're originally females.
Yep.
With all the things that can go wrong with the human body,
yep.
Is gender the only super solid thing that happens? Maybe something along the way, gender does very much seem to be a spectrum. Something can happen there. All they're looking for is to get the gender-affirming care that they need and some human decency. Now, of course, we're going to have those people who they want to change the definition of a mother. Mm-hmm. We're going to have those people who, whatever, they're going to have their own agendas, right? But what people like DeSantis do is they could, you look at this one person over here doing this one thing, the entire group.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
And that is just not the case at all.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, right. The whole black and white scenario. And that's what I'm saying about, like, you know, when you're talking about J.K. Rowling. Like,
I don't like bullies. I don't like bullies. J.K. Rowling is a bully. She has been approached by the entire staff for the Harry Potter movies. Every single one of them have come to her personally because they really love her and go, hey, what you said is fucked up. This is why it's fucked up. And she goes, fuck that. I'm going to make sure and donate to these causes that fucks over innocent trans people for no reason other than it flares up a base and gets people in the voting booth. Like, I won't show up to vote for, you know, adjusting my taxes or funding my local school, but I will definitely vote to make sure some poor trans kid doesn't get the medical care that they need.
I mean, I have a trans son, so I am learning about the world. And it's true, though. They don't get the respect.
None.
That, like, they...
They got no power.
None. No power and no respect at all. And so on top of it, it makes it harder for them. Either side, whether you're a trans woman or a trans man, the respect that you get is none.
None. Zero.
None.
I only know two trans people, and they are both the sweetest people I have ever met. And from what they have told me, it is literally just... We just want to be able to get our medical care.
Yeah, literally.
We just want to be respected.
I just want to be respected when I walk out of the house. This is who I am. This is my name. Respect me as I respect you.
Jordan Peterson crying about people's pronouns. Motherfucker, you got pronouns. I have pronouns. That's how grammar works. When I meet you, I go, hello, sir, or hello, ma'am. If in this new age, maybe you get it wrong because maybe they're ambiguous. If that's the case, may I please have your pronouns? Excellent.
Hello, fish.
I mean, yeah, if you want to be called, like, you know, like, what
whatever
the fuck?
You
what
need.
If, yeah, like Elon Musk named his kid, like, some fucking formula or some shit.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, like, man. But that's the thing about it. It's just like, you know, everybody didn't jump down a rabbit hole on that one. Oh, you can name your kid, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's rhetoric. Yeah. That's literally just right side rhetoric.
I was like, Osai, you about to get him ramped up on Elon Musk now.
I fucking know.
As soon as you said it, I looked at Craig. I'm like, oh my God.
We have a few minutes of this episode left.
I want to flame him so bad. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You want to flame him? That sounds kinky.
You know what? It would be. It would be. What he's doing in the Congo? I want to hurt him.
Listen, we were watching. We were watching a show on Netflix. All night. And
what's it called?
I'm not gonna talk about
it. You gotta
know. So anyway, there was one female contestant, and they were like, you know, both Nicole and her sister was like, "That's a shim. That's a shim." And I'm just like, shim meaning that it looked like she identifies as woman, but she, you know, she was skinny. She had no boobs, no ass, nothing. Mm-hmm. And she had some, you know, she was a little stacked, like a little jack, so she looked kind of manly-ish. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, and I'm just like, what does it matter?
It means nothing.
Like, seriously, what does it matter? In the whole show, what does it matter? There was nothing that on the show that you had to, you know, identify anything with gender. So what does it matter?
They got everybody distracted with bullshit. Meanwhile, the planet is on fire.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is in the 60s right now.
The planet Doral right
still
now.
On fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they had people walking around with not for days while these chemicals were burning.
Yep.
Walking around, no cover, not telling them, hey guys, you need to go inside.
Yep. No.
East Palestine. Birds are like dying mid-flight.
And you know what?
Fishes are dying in the creek. Yeah. No, but trans people. Oh, we got to get that. That's a real important issue.
Like I said, this is something, like, you know, when I talk to businesses and business owners and stuff, especially when they're talking about their social media, I was like, you know, one of the biggest things, and when you start like getting into people's social media, or they give you access to it, and you start going in the background and see like what stuff they're liking and stuff like that, I was like, you know what, one of the biggest problems that keeps small businesses small? Distractions. Because you are not focused on your business. You take up the distraction. Oh, why did the U.S. shoot down like 3 balloons? Or what was this in the air? And da da da. And you're up, you know, looking 2-3 hours, you know, into this when you could have spent 2-3 hours figuring out how to make more money.
Yep.
2-3 hours, how you can better your product. Distraction, 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 distraction. And distraction comes from lack of knowledge.
You have 16 because hours a day to figure shit out.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, very limited time for you to focus on what is actually important. I mean, shit, we all have distractions. Porn. Talking about PNC.
That's stop jerking off.
Stop jerking off.
Nut.
But yeah.
The nut is motivation.
Thank you.
All right, so.
Yeah, I definitely need to get some PNC before I go to work.
So.
I'm going to be angrily stirring that pot. Motherfucker.
So.
Full of nut.
Okay, all right. Click, click. Now, we have to come bring it back to the question of the week. All right, guys. So you died.
Mm-hmm.
You had the pearly gates.
Mm-hmm.
St. Peter's like, you know, I'm feeling a little freaky today.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like, you know, tell me about your life or whatever, you got one sentence to describe your sex life. And that determines on whether you're going into heaven or hell. What is that sentence like for you? And would you go to heaven or hell?
I'm going straight to hell.
You haven't even said your sentence yet.
Exactly. Hence the knowledge.
One sentence to describe your sex life to this point.
One sentence.
Jerking off to tentacle porn.
Jesus Christ.
You think I want to be in heaven? Nothing but a bunch of squares up there. I'm out. Fuck this. There's a party in hell and I'm going to be there. Are you kidding me? No one cool is going to be in heaven. Everyone in heaven is going to suck. You go to hell where it's awesome.
But Craig, you're going to get your asshole raped in
hell. Hey man, I might be into that.
You just took a look at it last year, you know, so it's like, you kind of jumping in with both feet.
I am a giant, intimidating looking black guy. You know how many fine women want to peg me?
I'm just saying.
I am very peggable.
I mean, there's going to be some even more giant, intimidating demons that you watch in Orozco Doski that's going to be in there, you know.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. You're about to have a ball. It's going to be awesome in hell.
All right. That's Craig's answer. What do you got?
Wow.
Look at
Rick,
shock,
Diana, anybody else?
My sentence.
Sure. Sorry, Craig just threw me off so bad. Wow. Okay, let me get this together. Okay, all right. So, so my sex life.
I didn't filch.
She's like, oh, you're pure and chaste unto God. Welcome to heaven. Like never once tasted your own nut, you loser.
Like a box of Valentine chocolates, all different types of flavors, and sometimes you eat more than once at the same time.
That's just wonderful.
That's it.
That's just nice.
He's so cute.
Are you going to heaven or hell?
I'm going to heaven.
Right in, baby.
I made sure I took care of mine.
I'm not even making it to the pearly gates. So we didn't even let him up there.
I took care of mine at the end of the day. So... All in God's work.
Yeah, Deanna's gonna be right next to me. Right next to me.
All in God's work.
It's just me and you, D.
I gotta go to heaven because all I kept hearing was, oh my God, over and over. I gotta go to heaven.
First of all.
Wow. I'm sure there's a couple of disappointed Rickites out there.
Wow.
If you want to come on the podcast, yeah, come on in. Let's go.
Hit us up.
I don't think so, but go for it.
Listen, first of all, I'm going to tell you. Women are fakers.
Big time.
Bro, they really are. Though.
Big time. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When you, it's motivating. You said it yourself.
Mm.
When she's screaming your name or making them sounds or whatever it is makes that she's doing, bigger. That's that BDE, and you're like, getting that shit.
Yeah.
I've never had any BDR, so I'm good. I've never had no BDRs.
I'm just saying, they're not going to tell you.
No. Man, woman, talk. Okay.
I know women.
He would have heard it back. He would have heard it back from somebody.
Exactly.
Because a friend of a friend would have said that.
Would have been like, yo, yep, listen.
I don't know that. Because
I've heard
women
about,
are like, listen,
nah.
Listen.
We have a secret club. We have friends that you don't know.
Exactly.
And we talk to those friends.
I've heard it.
Can I see your group chat? I want to see your group chat.
No, bro, if there's anything, Rick, if there's anything, if there's anything that I've learned in life up to this point,
mm-hmm.
is that women are way better at keeping secrets,
they're so much
telling lies, and
so much
they're, I mean, honestly, they're just smarter than men, period. They give us enough to make us think we're doing something. And the fact that, like, you know, guys would say, like, oh, yeah, I've never been cheated on. I was like, bro, you probably been cheated on left, right, and center. If it, I can say I don't know. I mean, actually, I know one instance because she told me. But other than that, I don't know if I've been cheated on. But, like, I'm pretty sure I have been, like, on several occasions.
For sure.
I am sure that I gave somebody that's like, I've had bad sex with women. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I was not their cup of tea. And they faked it just to get me off of them. And they were like, yo.
Now, I'm not saying I had good sex 100% of the time.
Okay.
I'm saying I had chances to redeem myself.
Ah.
To the point where no girl could be like, yo, he was just fucking trash.
Okay? That was garbage.
Just a fucking garbage.
Walking around with a sticker of a trash can on his forehead.
And therefore... There are,
was,
and
the
therefore, there are no bad dick reports with my name on it, okay?
Hold on, is that what BDR
means?
Yeah,
BDR, bad dick reports.
You may get an okay.
There's no bad
dick reports. He tried hard.
He could get a passing.
Yeah, he tried hard.
He got a passing grade.
You know what? I'm going to need like 30, hold on.
You got a C+.
I'm going to need like 30, 45 minutes.
All right, move on. We got to get the other sentence.
I'm going to have to plead my case.
I did it for the fans.
That's a good one. You're going to hell. You're going straight to hell. You're going to hell. You right next to me.
Did it for
we
the
going
fans.
To hell, bro.
Y'all in the same bed, man.
Boy, you ain't even seeing the pearly gates. You're like, oh, is that Keanu?
Exactly.
Nah, hell no.
Wait, stop that thing right there. Them two. Off.
Get off.
No.
Don't even take the elevator down.
No.
Shove them off.
Yeah, push.
You guys are just dirty and filthy. Just dirty and filthy, the both of you.
Just
the both
demons.
Of you.
Demons. I know exactly where you're. The horns are already growing.
Just the both of you. What about you, Osai? Oh, yeah.
That's a good
I want to hear this one.
Mine would be just keeping it like 100% real.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's probably going to heaven.
That's right. Name. Yeah, Osai's going. He took care of his.
I don't know.
Osai, you better take care of yours.
Huh?
I said you better have taken care of yours.
I mean, what I believe.
Yeah, you're going to heaven. Ugh.
Let me see.
It's vanilla.
I'm gonna, damn.
Oh, I was like, my sex was like foie gras. Rich and delicious, but not for everyone.
I'm probably going to hell for that one. Listen, everything is forgiven at the pearly gates
except forgiven St. Peter Pearl Necklace.
Yeah.
I don't even get on the escalator. I don't even get the light.
The escalator is hot. Why is the escalator so hot?
It's like, just stop working as soon as I try to step on it. Like,
no,
it's not moving. Hello? Is this thing working?
Instead of a weight limit, it has a sin limit, and the moment you step on it, get off. Like, damn, bro. You try to walk up it, just starts going backwards. It's like, nah, bro.
She just sees a whole bunch of arrows,
sir.
Like, pointing downwards.
Right?
You know where you're going. You
that
know
Tom
exactly
and Jerry,
where you belong.
That Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, yeah.
Wrong way, homie, wrong way.
Where do you
way.
Think you're going? You know where you're going. You
now
know
going to heaven, all aboard. You're running. You're running in place.
Yeah.
Everybody else getting on. You're, like, running in place. You're on a treadmill, like,
Meanwhile, y'all are going up, and I'm just on the down escalator. Running
you just get
up.
Down. You just get down to hell, and Satan is just like, I appreciate that show you just put on for me. I appreciate the fact that you tried to go to heaven. I appreciate that. Get the fuck it. Go get your pitchfork. You know what time it is. You know where you belong.
You know where you belong.
All right,
in
guys.
The flames.
So let's wrap it up for this edition of the D Squad. See you guys in the next one. Peace.
See you in hell.
Oh, Jesus.